Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, 2015. Happy Thanksgiving to you wherever you happen to be. Now, I realize in Canada it was Thanksgiving about a month ago, and I know that not every country celebrates Thanksgiving, but I will tell you it is my favorite holiday. It's something I look forward to every year and just enjoy immensely. Because for those of you who aren't familiar with the tradition, it's a day where here in the United States, we come together with family. We eat entirely too much, but that's not really the part that I enjoy. The part that I enjoy is that it's an opportunity for us to take a moment, reflect back on the year so far, reflect back on maybe our lives to this point, and think about what are the things that we're truly thankful for? What are the things that we are grateful for and that we appreciate? And I just think that that's a great moment for everybody. You know, to take a moment and say, you know what? Yeah, sometimes things are tough, and yeah, sometimes things are hard, and maybe, you know, our year hasn't been as great as we would like in every case. But isn't it worth being thankful and appreciative and grateful for the people in our lives and our friends and our family and all the things that are happening that are good? Because, you know, as they say, every cloud has a silver lining, even if this hasn't been a great year in every way. And I think in a lot of cases, it's been a really good year. But you can always find some good in it. So I thought for today's episode, you know, rather than talking about the headlines or things along those lines, I thought it would be interesting to talk about some of the things in digital that I'm thankful for this year and that I think my clients are thankful for or would point to. And I want to start off with one that might surprise you. Because one of the things I'm thankful for is Google. You know, which I know that seems weird when we think about how they're getting deeper and deeper into serving not just the link to answers for many customers, but actually serving the answers themselves. In an article on Search Engine Land, Stone Temple Consulting found that Google returns what are called rich answers. So answers that in the search results that actually answer the question, don't just provide a link to the answer to the question, 31% of the time, which is a lot. I mean, and if that could have been traffic that came to your site, that could be a problem, right? At the same time, I think it genuinely improves our customers' experience when they can get an answer right away. So it's not necessarily a bad thing if Google is actually answering the question for the customer. It could actually be a positive. Obviously, if they're cutting off the transaction, that's a negative. But if you look at what's happening to your search traffic, and if you look at what's happening to the production from your search traffic, you know, it's fair to ask, is it going up or is it going down? Now, I know when I look at a lot of sites with the people I'm working with, typically we're still seeing organic traffic grow. And even better, we tend to be seeing organic traffic, organic conversions grow at an even faster rate. What we are seeing is that we're getting less traffic for some terms that might have been higher in the funnel, that might have been more informational, and candidly, weren't always high converting terms. So I think this is something we need to keep an eye on and ensure that it's not an issue going forward. But overall, I'd rather have Google than not have Google. They still drive a ton of traffic for most of my clients and for most of the people I talk to. A lot of that traffic tends to convert really well because we're getting people at the moment they actually have a problem to solve. So all in all, I think Google's better than not so great, and I think we're better off having Google than not having Google. So keep an eye on your traffic, keep an eye on your production, and make a decision for yourself. Now, the second thing that I'm grateful for is social, right? Because one, we don't want to have all our eggs in one basket. We don't want to have to depend solely on Google for that traffic. And across the board, we're seeing production and traffic grow at faster rates, and when we're doing paid, at a lower cost than we are with search. Now, depending on the client, it could be Facebook, it could be Instagram, it could be TripAdvisor, it could be LinkedIn, it could be Twitter. In one specific case, it could be Pinterest. But what we're seeing again and again and again is that social, and particularly social when we can get our customers to share our stories with their friends and their family and their fans and their followers on Google, on social generally, and whichever specific social networks matter to those customers, we're seeing great results and great effect for very low cost. And that's a huge, huge thing. So that's something I'm pretty thankful for, too, and I suspect most of my clients would say the same thing. And I suspect if you look at your data, you'd probably say the same thing, too. That social is definitely something worth being thankful for. We are definitely, again, something we need to keep an eye on. Because clearly, Facebook and Twitter in particular have made some changes to their algorithms over the last few months, over the last year, that have made it more challenging to put your message in an organic way in front of your customer. And sometimes are requiring, not only sometimes, who am I kidding? Sometimes, often are requiring some paid media to actually reach as many customers as you might like to. So that's not great. But again, when it works well, it works really well. And you can have great reach and great effect for relatively low cost. So again, I'd much rather have most of the social networks than not have most of the social networks. So all in all, I'm fairly thankful for that. Of course, the third thing I'm thankful for is mobile and the massive, massive growth that we keep seeing. We did a podcast a couple weeks ago about how it's so much bigger than you think for a bunch of reasons. The growth of millennials, a big shift away from desktops and laptops, and to a lesser degree, tablets. The huge growth we're seeing in lower income countries, which is pushing huge opportunities for innovation in products and services. So as much as we talk about mobile, as much as I talk about mobile, we're still in the early days. I mean, I'm tremendously thankful for what I'm seeing on mobile for my business, for my clients' business, etc. It's huge. But there's so much runway. There's so much opportunity for it to continue to grow and continue to get big. And I really, really can't wait to see how this shakes out. Because when we think about what mobile means for our customers, it is the most personal of personal computers. It is something that is close at hand, and it's the screen that our customers frequently turn to first when they're thinking about doing a search or when they're using social to stay in touch with the people in their lives and to find out about the companies and the products and the services that will serve their needs. I think that's awesome, and it's something that gets me so excited in terms of the amount of opportunity it provides us. So I'm tremendously, tremendously thankful for the benefits mobile provides us and the benefits we're going to see from mobile as we go forward. And then the last thing that I want to say I'm thankful for, and this one is very personal to me, is I do this podcast every week. This is what, our 142nd episode. I've been doing this for 3 years now, I think. And what I'm thankful for is you and the fact that you tune in every week and you download the podcast and you listen to the podcast and you send me emails and you send me comments and you send me links on Twitter. I really wouldn't do this without you, and I really wanted to say thank you to you and how grateful I am that you continue to do so. So thanks so much for that. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But again, I do want to say thanks so much for tuning in. I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode and an archive of past episodes by going to timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe by going to Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. You can just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should turn up for any of those. I also want to remind you, you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates and on Twitter with the Twitter handle at TCPeter. And lastly, I want to remind you that you can email me any comments or questions or concerns or just anything you happen to be thinking of by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. I do love to hear from you. It's always great. I get such great email from my listeners all around the world. With that, I want to say thanks one last time for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. And I want to remind you that we will be back here with Thinks Out Loud again next week, every Wednesday. So until then, I look forward to hearing from you soon. I hope you have a great rest of this week. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate it, and a wonderful week ahead, even if you don't. And I will look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud again next week. Until then, take care, everybody.